731 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester County's 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission back in action after almost a month off, late summer, and we're joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us some of the highlights as you get back to business.
Sure. So just going through the order of agenda, we had a decision item for an application closed, the Mason Street Partners development. It's a mixed-use 830G assisted housing project that's been discussed most of the year for the corner of Mason Street and Bruce Park. The commission is still mulling over the possible motions and things, and so they have decided to not Well, they decided not to vote on it last night before the meeting, which is their option, and that it'll likely be on the next meeting on September 17th. The second item was a lease extension for the Boys and Girls Club to rent the space at the temporary fire station at the Horseneck parking lot. Unfortunately, somebody wasn't able to attend the meeting, so we had to postpone that right at the start, and that'll be taken up again. The next meeting on September 17th. Number three was Nina Franson. This was a subdivision approved earlier in the year, a two-lot subdivision in the R12 zone at 68 Deerfield Drive. The applicant there is working to address some of the necessary documents and features for the approval that was granted, and they've asked for an additional 90 days to file. We call it a Mylar. It's really the plat or the vellum official record of the subdivision, which needs to be filed within a 90-day period or an extension period as granted by the commission. That was granted last night, so they have an additional 90 days. Next, number four was 208 Overlook Drive, the Kent Trustees and Overlook Preservation Corp. Another subdivision approved a few years ago in the R12 zone. There's an open space and landscaping plan involved with that design. The applicant was looking to change some of the planting and features in the open space. It happens to butt up to the eastern edge of Quarry Knoll. The commission was concerned about the habitat and the quality of the planting. Open space is really supposed to be ecologically positive, and so when you have a lot of ornamentals or very manicured landscaping, that sort of defeats the purpose. So the applicant and the commission have been talking about what they want to do, and the commission has given some guidance. So that was left open and will be taken up at a later meeting. Number five on our agenda was 0 and 60 Field Point Circle. This is a proposed coastal subdivision to transfer land between two existing parcels at 0 and 60 Field Point Circle. It's in the RA2 zone, right on the water, southern tip of Belhaven. This one has a number of buildings that predate the 50s. At some point when subdivisions did not need commission approval for being three or less, the lot lines had been changed, and it's somewhat of a tortured layout, even though it looks as one estate. The applicant is clearly trying to market it as two separate developable lots, and they were trying to reorganize the property that they had. The issue there really is that they have three residences, for lack of a better word. They may be guest houses, they may be for domestic employees, but they're large, over 2,000 square foot houses in addition to the main residence. And the commission did not see a way that this subdivision would fit while keeping the structures, so compliance with the zoning regulations is paramount when you're dividing land. So the commission voted to deny the application as it did not comply with the subdivision and zoning regulations. Next on the agenda was Greenwich American. This was an abbreviated discussion about a very specific topic. The applicant has been working with the commission first in the beginning of the year and then has been over the summer meeting with the Architecture Review Committee to talk about this housing project in the northwest corner of town, looking to do 198 units. It was the Architecture Review Commission that was expressed some consternation about the layout and the congestedness of it and was trying to come up with or suggest some solutions that could yield a better product. something that's attractive and you know, hopefully long lasting. That though would have required changes to the text of the regulations that we've adopted for residential use in the BEX 50 zone. There was a limit to how many connected units you could have. It was capped at three. The applicant and the ARC were wondering, well, if you had a couple of four or five unit buildings in this design, that would raise the opportunity for some greater connected green space and a layout that may be a little more advantageous. But that would need an amendment for the commission. So they came back to talk to the commission with the proposed layout last night. Their suggestion was to allow 3% of the total unit count to be greater than three units, less than five connected. The commission in concept did not object to that idea, so they're going to be coming back with a text amendment on top of the map amendment and the site plan at a later meeting, in hopes that they can provide all the material needed to consider a final site plan approval and special permit for this this project. Next on the agenda was Ms. McCarthy and Alvarez were proposing a scenic road application for Palmer Hill Road in Old Greenwich Riverside from the river to the border. I'm sure everyone knows a little bit of that street. A scenic road is a designation that the state allows as a nomination, but also as a preservation tool to help just show and identify significant roads in the state, but also allow those roads to be kept and maintained in a way that is reflective of their historic character. This is the first time the commission heard this proposal. It is a again, it's a charter issue, not a zoning regulation, you know, setbacks and height issue. So a lot of discussion about what a scenic road does or doesn't do in the way of private property rights, what it does and doesn't do regarding DPW and the required maintenance of roads in the town. A lot of neighbors were concerned about, you know, this is a additional layer, or you're preventing me from doing things, or commission members were concerned that we were, you know, possibly overriding DPW when it comes to required road construction, maintenance, and the like. So there's a lot of information that needs to get answered, sort of matter of factly, not with a lot of emotion or hyperbole. So the commission's going to put together, as task staff are putting together, just a little FAQ about scenic roads and understanding what the implications or what the actual process would be post scenic road designation for not only town projects but private projects along a scenic road. So that was quite a bit of a long conversation, as you can tell, but it was very, very, very positive in the sense that we had a lot of good discussion. Number nine was 9 Glenville Street. This is a multifamily project that was proposed earlier in the year and got a preliminary site plan approval. They're looking to do moderate income housing. So out of the five units, there's two that will be moderate income, so below market. The commission was a little exasperated that the project didn't have less site work. They were hoping with the consideration of allowing first floor residences that the building would get a little smaller and therefore there'd be a little less excavation and need for parking below the building. That hasn't really fleshed out in the design. So that was a main discussing point about, this is a little bit of a difficult site and a difficult design if we're trying to put this many residents on there. So what can we do to make that better? Neighbors were out as well. Same concerns as the commission, and in addition to that, it's traffic. The driveway would be off of Angeles Drive, which is appropriate for a residential project to be, using a residential street. But the neighbors on Angeles, you know, are obviously very concerned about what that means for their ability to get in and out of their road during times where there may be additional residents on the street. So that was left open. Next, we had Tomasz Fudakiewicz, who lives at 212 Old Mill Road. This is a large home with some additions over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which necessitates a special permit and approval by the commission. There's some issues with some tree removal that possibly may or may not have been approved by the Wetlands Agency, and we didn't have an answer from the applicant or Wetlands staff about what exactly they've approved to date with the current site plan that's going underway. There were some outstanding issues from DPW engineering, and the applicant wanted to address those and come back at a later meeting. The next two items I'm going to take together, 12 and 13, 185 and 195 South Water. These are at the end of their statutory timeline to open, which is to discuss with the commission. The applicant, knowing that, just asked for the applications to be open, which opens another window for 35 days for the commission to decide the application. So essentially they just said, we'll see you in 35 days, and there was no discussion on those applications. So and then we had two discussion items last night, first being 600 East Putnam Avenue, Mike's Organic, for those of you who know the address. The property owner there is looking to market it as a restaurant, which requires a special permit, which requires a pre-application to the commission. The property owner there wanted to start the pre-app now. There is no designated tenant yet, but they are interested in marketing it for a restaurant and, wanting to get the pre-app phase out of the way and the commission's input on the preliminary basis. And 14B was Greenwich Office Park or Greenwich Park LLC. This is building 8 of the park, which is a little bit further up on Valley Road, not the corner of Valley and West Putnam. They're looking to convert the office building into all residential. But in addition, they'd like to have some additional floor area, possibly a fourth floor on the building, and the current regulations don't permit that. They were looking at suggesting modifying our 6110 regulation, which is our local affordable housing regulation, and in lieu of providing units, below market units, they would pay a substantial fee to the town or the Greenwich Communities or Greenwich Housing Authority for not having to build the additional below market units. It's an interesting concept. It's considered, it's called pay in lieu for people who know this in real estate. And this is the first time the commission's thought about this for all business zones in town. A lot of concern and interest in how it would work and is this a strategy or another tool to further the goals of affordable housing, not only in the town but you know, as mandated by the state. So there's a lot of good discussion about what this would look like, what the negatives and positives could be, possible other ways or venues to accomplish the same thing. There's a strong contingency of property owners in the state that have low occupancy of office, and they've been talking with the state about having sort of as-of-right conversions of office to residential. That doesn't mean a whole lot in Greenwich. We could probably do very well with that kind of changeover, but other communities upstate in particular, they might not be equipped to have that many residences, especially with the death of the corporate office park or the huge headquarters that, you know, were sort of in vogue in the 70s. So very interesting conversation, very, nerdy planning stuff, but very cool. So that was the end of the meeting. And then we have our next meeting on the 17th. Likely on that, we're going to be talking about Mason Street. The Armory is back again for their housing development and historic overlay proposal. We expect to talk about DeChico's in Glenville, taking up the supermarket space there that was Stop and Shop, and also the rink, Dorothy Hamill replacement. So that's what's on next, Tony.
All right, lots of meat last night. Lots of meat coming up in a couple weeks. Sounds like Pat.
Back in the swing. Right?
All right, great. All right, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Tony.
Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning, Town of Greenwich. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:50.